Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, full potential. And if I'm to say something that this podcast, it's about, it would be about three things. If you are to tell someone what you listen to. And we got about 15,000 listeners here. We've been doing this for about 3 years, 4 years. We are at about 1,300, just above 1,300 episodes. A lot of content. And I think the common thread you could find here is that we're expressing the sentiment of rejecting mediocrity, embracing individualism, pursuing opportunities for freedom, growth, and fulfillment over comfort and a false sense of security that the masses get caught into. So this morning I have a very interesting topic, and I want to open it up a little bit more. It's not new, but I want to reiterate the point and reinforce it. My teacher used to tell me that reinforcement is the best nourishment for learning. We all trying to get somewhere. Those who listen to things like these are trying to achieve something, to get somewhere. To what level, I don't know. Everybody have their own levels that they want to get to. Nothing is wrong with your level, as long as you being true to yourself and your deepest desires, being honest with what you really and truly feel. Not the settling, lazy, cop-out, indisciplined version, but the deep, true version of who you are. Once you're in alignment with that, I'm not qualified to tell you what that should be. That is something you were born with. That's something that's inherent for you. It's in you. And there are two sets of obstacles, because everybody will have the obstacles to face and to go through in life. And everything that you face, or however you deal with life, however you handle life, will be based on the lens that you look at life through. We call it your mental model, your view of the world, your attitude toward yourself and your environment, and what you are trying to do. That set the thermostat on how you operate. It is your mind. You don't see with your eyes, you see with your mind. You don't hear with your ears, you hear with your mind, because your mind is a filter. Your mind is a filter that sends you down a particular path, shows you a particular perspective. It's all about your mind. So the obstacles that you will inevitably face are numerous. And some are real and some are unreal. Some are fake. Some are imaginary. And while you can dispute that, you cannot disprove it. We have government policies. We have inflation. We have the interest rate they give. We have the way the market is operating. We have global recessions. We have toxic spouses and partners. We have unsupportive family members. We come from tough backgrounds. We have race issues. We have prejudice issues. We have location issues, geographic in which you were born. We have race issues. Those you might bump into every now and then as an obstacle. Now, there are some obstacles that you probably don't have control over. And those are the obstacles that I just listed. Those are hardline, given, cards you have been dealt. There's nothing you can do. And I'd like to call them imaginary. They're fake. They're not real. Why? Because for every instant where you can find someone who is presenting this as an obstacle, you can find 10 instances of people who have totally disregarded that and achieve 10 times more than what you are setting out to achieve, or the other person who is presenting this as an obstacle is setting out to achieve. Period. End of story. for every obstacle you have, whichever one, race, government, community, global recession, prejudice, all that stuff. There are people who have these same set of circumstances and have managed. You can list your goal right here. Send me an email, find me on social, however you reach out to me and tell me your obstacle. Pick one of those and tell me, or pick any set of them and tell me. And I will send you a case study of someone who, and tell me what you want also, and I'll tell you a case study of someone who want 10 times as much with the same obstacles and have achieved 10 times as much. So, as far as I'm concerned, those are fake. The real obstacle is you. The real obstacle is the lens that you look at the world in. That's the only real obstacle you have. Yourself. Yourself. If you get out your own way, if you adjust your mindset and your lens, then all the other obstacles are overcomable, for want of a better word. If there's such a word, you can overcome all these other things. Part of the problem is that we have a solid set of people who have desires, real desires, but think they should get to it with minor obstacles, or they turn back at the first, second, third, fourth, fifth sight of obstacles. They give in. It's too hard. They become lazy and soft. They, for some reason, get the impression that there is a way to do it without facing the obstacles. There's absolutely no way. And I often say this. I'm not telling you to jump around and put a flag up in the air and keep a party and say, hey, I have some obstacles, let's celebrate. Nobody celebrate obstacles. I'm telling you, you have to feel that pain. You have to feel that pressure. You have to feel that stress. You have to be crying. You have to be depressed. You have to feel down. You have to feel like you have lost it. You have to feel hopeless and still believe that if you keep going, you can get through this. That is all I'm saying. Get out your own way and develop the I can attitude. Because every obstacle that you are presenting that is sufficient from stopping you from living the life you want are fake. They're not real. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast. Thank you.